New documents released by the Archdiocese of Los Angeles show the church allowed at least 8 priests accused of violations of sexual misconduct to remain in contact with children. The documents were released late yesterday against the wishes of some of the lawyers for the church's accusers. They've argued that other personnel documents that the church has refused to release would show the church in a worse light. Joining me is the spokesman for the Archdiocese of Los Angeles, Todd Tamberg.
Good morning, Renee.
Why were these documents, the confidential personnel files of 126 priests, released now?
Well, there was a court order that actually barred the Archdiocese from releasing this information, which we wanted to release all along as part of our effort to keep our people informed about what actually has happened over the past several decades, as we can understand it, with regard to sexual abuse by clergy. In the latest courtroom situation, we asked, even though these were barred as part of the mediation process, could we release them in some altered format? And the court said that was okay. And so we went ahead and changed just a few words that were objected to by some of the attorneys for some of the priests, and then put these out largely intact.
Lawyers for the accusers in these lawsuits have said that these documents don't tell the whole story of what they call the participation by the church in the manipulation and movement of these priests. I mean, at least one of these priests was clearly flagged as a problematic as regards young boys and was there well into the early 90s.
Well, let me just say this. I've never met a child abuser who has ever told the truth about their abuse. Many are in denial, many are manipulators, and when they would confess, very often it wasn't the full story. That said, you know, while all of us have cause to regret the mistakes that were made, it's not as simple and as sinister, certainly, as plaintiff's attorneys would allege. And a judge has gone through all of these documents, and so what we have here is not some sort of papered-over church public relations ploy. This is something that reflects what's actually in those files as determined by a judge that's proper for release.
But certainly the files do bring up an issue that's come up again and again, and that is, why did it take so long for the church to really engage with this issue?
Well, I think over time we see that, you know, at first the church in the 1950s and 60s dealt with it in terms of this was a grave moral sin and a shortcoming. It tried to deal with it by sending the priest to a retreat or counseling or just simply bringing him in and saying, we heard that a complaint, however vague, and that was the end of it. As time went on, psychological counseling was the way to handle all of this. And then, of course, we find out years later that it doesn't cure abuse. And so now, as we've evolved through the 1990s and into the 21st century, the church, like the rest of society, says they cannot remain as priests, that this is a lifelong problem they're going to have, and while treatment could be helpful, it no way makes them safe to be around children.
Todd Tamberg is the spokesman for the Archdiocese of Los Angeles. Thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thanks, Renee.
And you can find a link to the documents of the Archdiocese of Los Angeles at npr.org.